Welcome all of you to come to the house of the Lord to understand the meaning of Christmas. Many people do not understand why are we celebrating the birth of a baby. So if we go to Orchard Road or shopping centers, we will see the decoration of a baby. And many people came to worship this baby. And what's there to worship about a baby? So a baby is just like a baby, like any others. But the worshipping of this baby is the entire theme of Christmas. So 1/3 of the world's population came to worship and remember the birth of this baby. So what's the essence and meaning of this birth of the baby? So let me explain to you. So usually when we look at a person, what do we look at? So we look at the person's qualities and conditions. So a person's appearance and talents. So this person is very remarkable and with a lot of achievements. So he is a CEO of a company or a president of a nation. So we look at the child, he's very good at studies and he receives scholarship. So almost everyone looks at people in this way. So in the society, there are people with high status who are very rich and live in big houses and with a lot of educational qualifications. And there are also people in the lower status with poverty. So as people grow up, you will see a disparity between people and people's conditions. But when everyone looks at the baby, it seems to be the same. So baby, they look about the same when they are born. Their cries sounds almost the same. So babies, they look very helpless and they cannot survive on their own. So when they need to eat and drink milk, the parents have to come to take care of them. So what can a baby do? So when the person is looking at people's condition, they cannot tell how special a baby can be. But even though babies look very vulnerable, but the Bible tells us that one baby is very special. For to us, a child is born. How can a baby come for us, for humans? I have 3 children and I realize it is I for them, not they for me. And when I give birth to them, for their sake, I have to sleep late and wake up early. And when they fall sick, I have to worry for them. How would they think for me or do anything for me? But when we are celebrating Christmas, the Bible tells us, for to us a child is born. This child is born for mankind. This child is born to save men.
才出生的700年前讲的。
And the Bible talk about this 700 years before this baby is born.
700年前啊，连他的祖父都还没有生出来。
So 700 years, his grandfather is not even born.
所以这个婴孩特别到什么地步呢？他是穿越时代。
So this baby is so special because it goes beyond generations.
虽然还没有被生出来，但是已经被认识。
Before he was born, he's already been known and he already existed. So this baby was prophesied 700 years before he was born. And when the time is up, he was born to this earth. The entire purpose of his coming is to save mankind. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.And people will think that if he's such a special baby, when he comes, it will be a lot of celebration. But the Bible tells us it is just the opposite. When he came, no one knew him. Everyone is living in their own worlds, pursuing their own pleasures.Everyone is living their own lives. Only the angels know him. So when he was born, only the angels praise him. So people on earth do not know things in heaven. Because people on earth, they are fallen in sin.So they are bound in self-centeredness and they are far away from God. And what is even more unthinkable? Just now we read that this, the king of this world know that this baby is born. So King Herod wanted to kill this baby.And because he couldn't kill this child successfully, so he killed all babies under 2 years old. Think about it, how many parents were in sorrow at that time? Why is there such human tragedy when such a wonderful baby is born?Actually, human sorrow is not bought by this baby. Human suffering is caused by their own selfish desires. So you look at how the wars of this world came about. The struggles between political powers and political powers all comes because of their own selfish desires.People fight for their own sake. In a family, there should be love, but why is there no unity and peace? When the husband only has his own thinking and the wife only gives in to her own feelings, and when both of them refuse to give in to each other,then you realize there will be marital quarrels. This happens even in the most loving relationship. So when humans live as they please and only focus on their own needs, there is no peace. So human relationships are so fragile. And human hearts are so self-centered.And because humans know their own hearts are so vulnerable and so selfish, so humans try to think of a way to solve this problem. And so humans think of this solution, and that is institution. So the whole world lives under institutions. A nation has its institution, the society also has its structure. The same goes for the company and for the schools. And our thinking, our behaviors are all shaped by all these institutions. And so humans, we like and we believe in institutions. So we think that if there is institution and structure, then there will be security. And we can plan for many things. And nothing will go wrong. And so we need institution. And so Singapore, what system do we have? We have this elitism system. So if you live here, you need to study well, you need to seek educational qualification. And then you will find a good job and you will live life well. And you can be contented with that. So under such a system, our thinking and all our life is being shaped. So if they can flow with the system, they are happy. But if those who cannot survive under this system, then they will migrate. So some parents, because they do not like the elitism system and the army, so they migrated elsewhere. But no matter where you migrate to, you will migrate to another system. So some people prefer the Western country and they go to Australia or America. So I just came back from these countries. So those countries, they emphasize on freedom and human rights. So it's very easy to apply for homeschooling over there. But many parents told me, especially the Eastern parents, they were saying, my children grow up here, they have different thinking from me. When I speak to them in Chinese, they will reply me in English. When they come home, they will lock themselves in their rooms and play with their computer. So the society is very free, so up to a point, if you do not like working, then you can stop working. So they do not understand the oriental thinking and mannerisms. So they keep moving from one system to another system. So humans keep searching for better and better systems. And so the government is the one who sets up all these institutions and systems. I'm not telling you to go against the government or institutions. I'm just pointing you to a truth for you to ponder. So of course it is the government who sets up the system. So the government will try to perfect this system. So the good government will try to provide a good system so that everyone can live well. But history has told us that no matter how good the system is, it cannot solve people's problems, and the government can also not solve everything. I just came back from Hong Kong yesterday. All of you knew the situation in Hong Kong. We know that the problem of Hong Kong cannot be resolved by any institution or system. They have been protesting for 6 months. I have been preaching there also. And so the whole society is getting more and more divided. No one can solve this situation. So some people say the Western system is good, and so they go to the Western countries. If you go to the States, you will see that the Democrats and the Republicans, they are always fighting. So the same problem lies in Taiwan also. So there's a lot of party politics. So human government raise up. Although they get stronger, the more they cannot solve human problems. Do you know why? Because the real problem of mankind is not whether the government or the system is good enough. The real problem of mankind is the problem of their hearts. Humans just live as they please. They want to follow their own hearts. So when everyone go after their own desires, everyone wanted different things. So then the government will have to control and suppress. And so that is autocratic. Okay. So think about it. If your child just live as they please, and then he grows up and he can just live as he likes, with what kind of system can you control him? Can you use some house rules or 10 commandments to hold him? You cannot do that. You can only look at him helplessly until he grows up one day. For those of you who have raised children, you will know. We thank God if your child grows up well. But look at people around you. Many are not like this. Many young people, they are not like that. They have their own thinking and they are influenced by the internet, but can you control them, and for how long can you control them? So human problem cannot be resolved by government or institution. So it is the problem of human heart, human going after their own heart. So the more you use institution, the more human heart will resist. So when there's more resistance, then the government will have more control. So this is not just this is a problem of the society and also of the family. People just go after their own desires and live as they please. So how can we resolve this problem? But thank God, the Bible tells us, for to us a child is born. Although he's a child, he's the King of Kings. And the Bible tells us this very important thing, the government is on his shoulder. In other words, all the government of the world are in his hands. No one power surpass him. He is far greater than all government and all powers. And he came to earth. And the Bible tells us he's wonderful counselor, he's mighty God, there's nothing he cannot do. He's everlasting, he's unchanging. And so he's the Prince of Peace, bringing perfect peace. There is no peace in this world, only he can bring peace. And the Bible also tells us that the government and the peace that he brings will increase to no end. His government and his peace will all come, these two will come together.
We
When we talk about the government of the world, when its power grows, it will not empathize with people below, and so it will have more oppression. But this government brought by this child, amazingly, as it grows, it will bring about peace in the family, in the society, in the world. Do you know why? Because the government that he brings is not of oppression. First of all, by using this government, he used his very own life to sacrifice for mankind. Whoever receives power will first use this power to sacrifice himself. All the powers of the world are such that when they receive the power, they are not willing to let go. Only when this child, he received power and he used this power to sacrifice for all people. And why must he sacrifice for all people? Because for all people have sin. No one person is without sin. And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. The consequence of sin is suffering. Why are there so much sufferings and unresolvable problems in the world? It's all because of human sins. Because everyone just wants to achieve their own aim. And when humans are bound by their own sin and self-centeredness, there will be no peace. And so he's the first and only one who sacrificed for all people. And he shouldered the sins of everyone. Because no matter how we want to resolve our sins, there's no way we can resolve our sins. There must be someone who substitute us to atone for our sins. So it is this child who is born for our sins. He's born to atone for our sins, to substitute us, to atone for our sins. So when we think about the suffering in this world, we will know that this suffering is very real. It's not that we want the people around us to change, then they can change. So sometimes when we see that people around us, they cannot change, we just give up in our hearts. Many of us here are parents. We have ever been through the suffering. We work very hard, we earn money so that we can come to this position today. And because we have been through suffering, we are not willing for our children to go through the same. And because of that, we arrange everything for our children, their schools, their future, etc. We think a lot for our children, and people, the parents in China, they bought houses and cars for their children. And we really hope that they will not suffer as like us. Even as I raise my own children, I think for them a lot. But I realize that the more we think for our next generation, the more they suffer. What are their sufferings? So they are troubled because they couldn't buy the iPhone. So their trouble is when they face certain blows in the society, they will just give up. So their trouble is when they were being criticized in the internet, in the WhatsApp, then they are suicidal. So what kind of suffering is that? That is the human sin. This is not something that you can shoulder for your child even if you love them. If the human sin is not resolved by God, all kinds of sins will also appear. You try to resolve one kind of suffering, another form will appear. In the past, it's physical suffering. Now, it's mental suffering. But all these are a result of sin. So why the Savior must come? Why must the king of a person's heart come? So he used his government to shoulder human sin, and that's why humans can have peace in our hearts. Another thing, the government of this child is different from the government of the world. What kind of government is the child's? His is the government where he go inside a person's heart to reign in the heart. He doesn't control you by a system. Because he knows that every one of you are different. Your background in terms of growing up are different. The hurts and difficulties that you went through as you grow up are all different. Maybe no one understands, not even your parents. But he understands. So he enters into each heart to be the king. So that you can hand over the sovereignty of your life to him. So when you hand over the sovereignty of your life and follow him, submit to him, then your heart can have peace. So when the husband and the wife both hand over the sovereignty of their lives to God, then the couple can be in love. So when the parent and the child both hand over the sovereignty to God, then the generation gap can be resolved. I'm not telling you something very illusional. I'm talking to you about the sin in human hearts. And the problem of helplessness brought about by sin. No matter how good you are, the world is changing, it's full of evil. There's no way you can protect your loved ones. You cannot even guard your own hearts. You cannot guard your hearts against your own fears and worries and greed. You may be able to do one thing, but there's many other things you cannot do. There's only one solution. You change the master in your heart. Not yourself anymore, but God. So submit your sovereignty to him. As his government increase in your heart, you find more peace. I really pray that this blessing will come upon all of you. I believe that every one of you who hears the word of God, you know it in your heart. If we have lived long enough, and we have witnessed the cruelty in life, and we have been through many blows in life, and we have raised children, and we have our own families, we know ourselves that our hearts cannot be controlled. And we know that the human government and human institution cannot help us. So sometimes when we are unable to do it and someone else can do it, our heart just tells us we are different. So who can understand me? So the system will not care whether you can conform, whether you can catch up with the system. They just ask you to conform. And if you cannot do that, you'll be obsolete. But thank God that a child is born for us. And the government is in his hand. And his government and his peace will increase to no end. He comes into the life of everyone to seek everyone. So He seeks for those who are helpless. The Lord will show grace to the humble and He will oppose the proud. So if you are the humble, in your heart you know that the system and institution cannot help you. Even your own desires cannot help you. Because you cannot predict your tomorrow. And you cannot predict how your family will be in future. So you humble down. You give the sovereignty of your life to God. You do not depend on your wealth and your status. You do not depend on anything that belongs to you. You only rely on Him. The one who is across all generations. The one who created human lives. The one who take our place to suffer for sin. The one who enters our heart to be the King. Give the sovereignty of your life to Him. God says, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. God loves the world such that He gave His one and only Son to them. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. On the day this child is born, the angel says, glory to God in heaven. And on earth, peace be on those whom God's favor rests. May God bless all of you. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Let's all pray. Lord, we thank You. Today, once again, You have given us the message about the coming of Your Son. Lord, You help us see that You love us. And You also sympathize with our weaknesses and helplessness. Lord, You know our powerlessness. And all kinds of the methods of this world cannot resolve our problem. Lord, today, once again, when You proclaim Your gospel, we want to respond to You. Among us, there are people who responded to You. Lord, please remember them. They raised their hand to want to know You, to want to believe in You. They want to hand over the sovereignty of their lives to You. Lord, please take care of them so that they will not remember, that they will not forget. Because You Yourself will not forget. And You will surely keep them. May the entire meaning and essence of Christmas enters into their hearts. That they can be Your children and they can walk with You. Lord, we give thanks and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.